Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and admittedly sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your tech junkie, Ray McNeil, and coming up on the program today,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm not talking about New Year's. I'm talking about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. It's put on every year by some of the biggest tech companies in the world. And this is where we get to see what's going to hit the consumer shelves in a year or two away. And oh man, was it worthy of the year 2020 this year. Coming up on the program today, some of the coolest tech stories coming out of CES, including the Go Doggo. It trains your dog while you're away. Fewer propellers means more battery life for the Falcon Bicopter drone. And happening in this week's What the weirdest gadgets from the world's biggest tech show. All that and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi, everyone. Last year, Triple W won the Best of CES award for D-Free. It's a wearable that adhered to people's stomachs and gave incontinent people a heads up when nature was about to call. Now, this year, the company is back in Las Vegas to show off a prototype for its new sensor for people with intestinal issues. If successful, the next D-Free product will buzz your phone to let you know that it's time to go number two. Codenamed the B1, the prototype is designed to stick onto your stomach just like the last, just below your belly button using a small adhesive pad on top. Now, unlike its predecessor, which has an external battery clip to the waist, the B1 has both battery and sensors built right into a single, very small package. But like the model that's currently on sale, it will still use ultrasound to monitor your intestinal activity and will alert you when it reaches the right intensity. The companion app will be able to show you both the magnitude of your intestinal activity and track the details of previous bowel movements. It's hoped that the system will help folks with IBD, IBS, and other gastrointestinal issues better manage their conditions and offer tips on how to improve. Unfortunately, the company doesn't expect to have the B1 ready for prime time until 2021 at the earliest. A bored dog is an unhappy dog. So if you have to commute to the office during the work week, keep your pup entertained and mentally engaged with Go Doggo. The Go Doggo is essentially a home entertainment and training system for canines that can teach them a variety of basic obedience commands like sit, sit up, and lie down. It consists of two units, a treat dispenser that mounts to the wall above your television, connecting to the set through an HDMI connection, and a side camera that monitors the dog's response to the on-screen instructions. Once you launch a training session through the associated smartphone app, the virtual instructor will call the dog over to the TV and command it to perform a variety of tricks and solve gradually more complex mental challenges. If the dog complies, out pops a small treat as a reward, along with positive visual and audio feedback. The smartphone app can also schedule training sessions and track the dog's progress over time. The company hopes to launch a crowdfunded campaign to bring Go Doggo to the U.S., and should that be successful, well, it intends to begin shipping units before the end of 2020. Virtual reality headsets might soon become far less cumbersome. At this year's CES in Las Vegas, Japanese electronics corporation Panasonic showed off a VR glasses prototype that looks like something out of a 90s steampunk movie. The glasses feature some impressive specs, high-resolution micro OLED panels for each eye, and support for HDR, that's high dynamic range technology that's usually limited to monitors and TVs. In a statement, Panasonic claims the glasses are the world's first HDR-enabled VR unit. The idea is to make wearing VR glasses, gone are the days of a full headset, as comfortable as possible over longer periods. Rather than requiring users to strap a headset to their heads, Panasonic's vision is honing in towards a pair of heavier-than-usual glasses. Unsurprisingly, the earlier prototype does have its limitations. The Verge's Sam Byford described the glasses as a little front-heavy and slid down my nose whenever I tilted forward. The OLED panels were also surprisingly small, resulting in a much lower viewing angle than its VR headset predecessors. Panasonic isn't intending to bring this exact pair of glasses to market anytime soon, but I'll let you know when they release more details to the world. This next story, not out of CES, but it is a security concern that a lot of people have had recently, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. Amazon-owned home security camera company Ring has fired employees for improperly accessing Ring users' video data. That's according to a letter the company wrote to senators and obtained by Motherboard. The news highlights a risk across many different tech companies. Employees may abuse access granted as part of their jobs to look at customer data or information. In Ring's case, this data can be particularly sensitive, though, as customers often put the cameras inside their homes. We are aware of incidents discussed where employees violated our policies, the letter from Ring dated January 6th reads. Over the last 4 years, Ring has received 4 complaints or inquiries regarding a team member's access to Ring video data. Ring explains that although each of these people were authorized to view video data, their attempted access went beyond what they needed to access for their job. In each instance, once Ring was made aware of the alleged conduct, Ring promptly investigated the incident, and after determining that the individual violated company policy, terminated that individual, the letter adds. As well as firing workers, Ring has also taken steps to limit such data access to a smaller number of people, the letter continues on to read. It says 3 employees can currently access stored customer videos. As The Intercept previously reported, Ring granted a number of workers in Ukraine access to Ring user video for research purposes. In the new letter, Ring says the R&D team in Ukraine can only access publicly available videos and videos available from Ring employees, contractors, and friends and family of employees or contractors with their express consent. When asked about specifics on the termination of employees who abused data access, a Ring spokesperson told Motherboard in an email, "We do not comment on personnel matters." Yes, the Segway S-Pod looks a lot like the floating chairs that future humans use in WALL-E. Okay, that's out of the way. The Segway S-Pod is a vehicle designed for future smart cities when cars are less common, but folks still need to get around comfortably. The pod itself is suspended between 2 wheels, giving the entire chair a floaty feel when you're nestled in its suede seat. It's controlled with a flat, round joystick on the right armrest. Press it in the direction you want to travel and release it to brake. Holding the joystick all the way in one direction makes the chair spin. Segway showed off the S-Pod at CES, and some reporters were there to take a ride around a short track, helmet and all. It was smooth, the joystick is sensitive, and it doesn't take much for the pod to shoot forward. But once you've dialed in the correct amount of pressure, it moves like butter and easily turns. The chair automatically slows down just a little bit as it turns. The CES model was capped at 7 miles per hour, but the final version will be able to hit 24 miles an hour. It'll travel up to 43 miles at a time, and it takes just 2 hours to fully charge the thing. The S-Pod is scheduled to launch commercially at the end of the year, with a consumer version coming soon after. There's no word yet on price, but I'll keep you informed. When are two propellers better than four? When they give you extra battery life, greater portability, and reduced noise. That claim comes from Zero Zero Robotics. That's the pitch for the company's V-Copter Falcon. It's a bicopter drone with an impressive flight time of, get this, 50 minutes, 20 minutes more than the comparable DJI Mavic 2. Now, for years, four propellers have been standard for consumer drones, offering greater power and stability, but Zero Zero says its tilt rotor design, which lets each propeller swivel independently, allows the Falcon to match four prop rivals. Tilting the propellers improves the drone's aerodynamic profile, says the company, reducing drag. Add to this the reduced battery drain from running fewer propellers, and the drone's compact form when the two arms are folded, and you have a pretty convincing sales pitch. In addition to its bicopter design, the Falcon looks kitted out for aerial photography and videos. There's a 12-megapixel main camera mounted on a 3-axis gimbal, along with a Sony CMOS and Qualcomm ISP, capable of capturing 4K video at 30 frames a second. There's also a pair of stereo cameras on the main body that enable visual tracking and obstacle avoidance, similar to features offered on the company's Hover 2 selfie drone, which some Kickstarter backers are still waiting to receive. Zero Zero is also promising easy filming on the Falcon with pre-programmed flight paths for cinematic shots. We've seen video of the Falcon flying, but want to try it for ourselves to test its battery life and flight ability. Overall, though, it's an interesting package. The V-Copter Falcon is available to pre-order for its retail price of $999, with shipping starting sometime of February this year. I don't normally talk about gaming chairs too often on the show. There's so many of them, and most of them are pretty much the same. But Arcadio isn't messing around with its first connected gaming chair. The Arcadio gaming chair has 10 haptic transducers positioned along its spine and seat, plus a 16-core multiprocessor that takes multi-channel audio and turns it into physical vibrations. The chair connects to a PC, TV, or console via USB-C. Since the sensors are tuned to read audio, it works with any platform and any game, or even a Netflix binge session. Once the chair is connected, its transducers react dynamically to on-screen noises vibrating with gunshots, explosions, and engine revs. There's also an app that lets users adjust each haptic point if you really want to customize it, customizing their responses for specific games and experiences. The memory foam padding is super plush, plus the actual vibrations strike a solid balance between strength and being subtle. The transducers don't shake you out of the seat, but they are obvious, rumbling away with each major event on screen. There are two sizes of the Arcadio gaming chair, and the one at CES happened to be the larger model, so the testers on the show floor, well, the smaller ones anyway, didn't fit quite right. Still, the vibrations were obvious and added a wonderful layer of immersion to the headshots. Arcadio Gaming plans to launch its chair later this year, and it's eyeing a price of $800. At CES 2020, WaterGen unveiled the Solar Power Genie, a new version of its impressive moisture-based water provider. Now, the existing Genie uses dehumidifier-like technology to suck moisture from the air and convert it into clean, cool, and drinkable water. It's impressive technology, but it requires a wall outlet to function, as most other water coolers do. The new Jenny, however, removes that requirement entirely, thanks to an array of four massive solar panels that ship with the product. Though it otherwise functions pretty much the same as the existing Jennies, the new version can power itself when set up outside, no plugs or plumbing needed. Offering all the same advantages as Jenny, it is ideally suited to be used in remote locations, rural villages, parks, and green residential premises where the electricity supply is unreliable or even unavailable. Solar Jenny is able to generate up to 3.5 gallons of water a day. Now, for reference, the standard Jenny can produce 8 gallons of drinkable water per day, so the solar-powered version is a bit less powerful. However, as WaterGen says, for remote locations or even simple city parks, the Solar Jenny could still be invaluable, especially if there's more than one around. The new Jenny is reportedly expected to cost between $5,000 and $8,000, with all expenses, including shipping and installation aid, accounted for. We don't know when it will launch, but hopefully we'll find out soon. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, two companies revealed a model of a four-seat electric flying vehicle that they said you'll be able to summon for a ride through Uber's app someday. We're talking about Hyundai and Uber. The first actual prototype will be ready in 2023, according to a Hyundai spokesperson. A human pilot will fly the air taxi until the company's finalized software to autonomously control it. Hyundai is the latest big company to announce that it's developing a flying taxi for trips around cities and suburbs. Boeing's flying car prototype made its first autonomous flight in 2019 at a small airport outside Washington, D.C. Google co-founder Larry Page has invested in several smaller startups too, including Kitty Hawk and Opener, which are developing flying car technologies. In October, Hyundai appointed Jawan Shin, a longtime NASA administrator, to lead its newly created air taxi division. Hyundai's partner in the venture, Uber, has said it expects to have an air taxi network in place by 2023. Uber already has partnerships with the helicopter manufacturer Bell and the Brazilian aerospace manufacturer Embraer, but experts say the estimate is aggressive. There are plenty of tough hurdles to overcome still. Software to safely fly air taxis must be developed. The industry will have to determine the right vehicle design. Batteries powering air taxis will need to deliver better range than currently available, and companies will have to prove that air taxi rides can be a viable business. It's expensive to pay a human pilot, and companies can become more profitable if they can cram another passenger into the air taxi instead. On top of those challenges, the Federal Aviation Administration will need to certify the vehicles, a process that could take years. Hyundai and Uber have not yet completed a test flight of the new vehicle. In the meantime, Uber is offering human-piloted helicopter rides in Manhattan. One of the developers of the project says that autonomous flying vehicles are easier to develop in some respects. When flying, just stay away from everything. You don't have to figure out if that's a tumbleweed or a suitcase in the street. And finally, happening in this week's What The, while the headliners at the world's largest technology expo tend to be mobile phones, smart home gadgetry, and improperly huge televisions, it wouldn't be CES without the bewildering parade of weird and wonderful gadgets. 2020 is already off to a strong start for the bazaar, with wacky robots, spinning tellies, and even more things unnecessarily connected to the internet. Many of these may never see the public light of day, but here are a few picks of the weirdest gadgets at CES 2020. Voice-activated taps. The trend of making every device voice-activated showed no sign of letting up at this year's CES, and now it seems even our taps are listening to us. U.S. company Moen was this week showcasing their new tech-savvy taps, which are able to dispense exact amounts of water at specific temperatures upon request. The Cannabis Company was actually banned from the show floor. One of the companies awarded an innovation award this year caused a bit of a stir, but it wasn't a showy display that put its center of attention. It was the fact that it wasn't allowed to display its products at all, at least in its current form. Canadian company Keep Labs received praise for its cannabis storing box, which can only be unlocked using facial recognition. But despite being awarded one of the show's accolades in the weeks leading up to CES, it was told it needed to water down its brand to be able to appear. BellaBot's food delivery cat. Say hello to the meowing Moody BellaBot. It's a food delivery robot able to carry up to 10 kilograms of food to hungry restaurant diners. Give it a scratch behind the ears upon receiving your order, and it will purr with pleasure, but not for too long, with developers Purdue Tech saying that it gets mad to remind you not to interrupt its job. There's also the headless kitten, and it seems this year CES just can't get enough of kittens. Yukai Engineering unveiled the prototype for its headless robot kitten at the event, something which may sound unbelievably creepy, but oddly enough will be marketed to seniors in nursing homes. It comes a few years after a larger version was released. We showed that off on the program too, and according to the company, people wanted to be able to take their devices out and about. The Petite Kubo is small enough to fit in a bag. Televisions are not usually the strangest thing to see on the CES floor, but how about one that can automatically spin around to display vertically? Samsung Ciro TV is already available in Korea, designed to allow viewers to cast vertical videos such as Instagram and TikTok from their phones to the biggest screen in the house. Whether L'Oreal's Perso lipstick mixer is deserving of a place on the weird list or not will depend upon yourself. It is a gadget that, when connected to a smartphone app, can mix up lipstick, foundation, and skincare products to your liking. It can also connect to your social media accounts, allowing you to mix lipstick to match your favorite YouTube influencer. The future of makeup or social media-obsessed hellscape? The choice is yours. Wearable subwoofer. That's right. Someone at BassMe took the idea of feeling the bass a little too literally. This is a gadget that you strap to your sternum, and it delivers low-frequency sound, essentially using your own rib cage as a subwoofer. It may sound rubbish, but Kinect Labs will be hoping its smart bin is a hit at this year's CES, bringing an end to the horror that is a leaky bin bag. The company's tow new smart tech bin is self-sealing, overload detecting, and odor eliminating. An anti-snore pillow. Over half of the population snores at some point in their life, so there's a pretty high chance that you might share a snooze with a snorer. 10 Minds wants to put an end to such uncivilized solutions as a dig to the ribs or gently rolling someone over without waking them up. The Korean company's motion pillow supposedly puts an end to all that. Once snoring is detected, 4 airbags within the pillow gently inflate and deflate to adjust the user's head position to stop it. Because nothing says a restful night's sleep more than having your head jostled about by a robot pillow, right? Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast. Audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world.